Well, let's start with Merry Christmas. I hope you do have a great Christmas season. I wrote this message for December 24th of 2023, titled it The Coming of Christ, and we'll be looking into Matthew's Gospel and Mark's Gospel today. Matthew and Luke's Gospel, First of all, is there a difference between the coming of Christ and the story of Christmas? I'm going to kind of develop a pair of twos, two different gospels on this, and then two different ideas on what we call Christmas. Is there a difference between celebrating the coming of Christ and celebrating Christmas? God had been saying this for a long time. There will be a Savior come, and he will come and be the Christ. Then we have the story that we call Christmas. Our outline, coming of Christ, point one, the kingdom of God, and we will use Matthew 1 for that. Point two, the Son of Man, and we will use the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, for that. So Jesus is all God, and he is all man at the same time, miraculously. The coming of Christ is about biblical facts. The story of Christmas is all about the traditions of man. And so it's important for us as believers to divide the two. There are facts about the birth of our Messiah, Jesus Christ. And then there is this whole other Christmas story that is all traditions that man has come up with. And through the ages, those have been adopted into the church. But you can't blend the two. There's one and there's another. The coming of Christ celebrates the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary as a fulfillment of the Old Testament Messiah prophecy. The Bible contains two accounts which describe the events surrounding Jesus' birth. Depending on one's perspective, these accounts will either differ from each other or tell two versions of the same story. I go with the two versions of the same story is what I think is going on. The biblical accounts are found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1 and the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. Now, have you ever watched a major sporting event where there's two people talking about what we are seeing? The one person has sporting experience and speaks from his past life. That's Matthew, the tax collector's disciple of Christ. When you think Matthew, think Messiah. So I have two little catchphrases, Matthew and Messiah. When you think about Gospel of Matthew, think about the coming of the Messiah. The other sporting event person is very smart, and they can remember things and express them in an intelligent way so we can understand. And when you do that, think of Luke and think of the life of Christ. So Luke is life. It's all about the life of Christ, documented events. Matthew is all about the Messiah. Maybe those two little catchphrases will help you understand the Gospels. These accounts tell us Jesus was born to Mary, assisted by her husband Joseph, and in the city of Bethlehem. Matthew 1:1, this is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. When you think Matthew, think Messiah. The purpose of the book of Matthew is to prove that Jesus is the Messiah, the eternal King. So, our Gospel, Matthew chapter 1, I'll begin at verse 18 and read to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to the son, and he gave him the name Jesus. That's the end of our gospel. So our outline, point one, the coming of the king. A on your outline, the man was first to hear Jesus is all God and to be his stepson. The man was first to hear Jesus is all God and to be his stepson. So man is your blank. Christmas is about the man. It's about Jesus. B on your outline, the Jews were the first to know the truth, and Jews is your blank. We often forget that Jesus came first to them, and God will deal with the Jews first in the end of all things. Christ came fulfilling the law and the prophets, conquering sin, shattering all barriers to God, freely providing forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. That's a sentence there. Christ came fulfilling the law and the prophets, conquering sin, shattering all barriers to God, freely providing forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. See on your outline. Jesus came to earth to begin his kingdom, and your blank is begin. Jesus came to begin his kingdom. This full kingdom will be realized at his return and will be made up from anyone who has faithfully followed Jesus as his king. God has been saying this for a long time. Will you be ready when he makes his surprise return? There's the question. God's been saying that the kingdom will come and it will be finished and it'll come as a surprise. And will you be ready? So our outline, the coming of Christ, we look first at the kingdom of God in Matthew 1. Now let's look at the Son of Man in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. When you think Luke, think life of Jesus. The purpose of the book of Luke, written 40 years after the events took place, is to present an accurate account of the life of Christ, and to present Christ as a perfect human and Savior. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse 26, and I'll read to verse 35. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to the town of Galilee, to the virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High God will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." The angel said, "No word from God will ever fail." "I'm the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. That's the end of our gospel reading for today. So point two on our outline, the Son of Man. A person favored by God has a choice to be useful or not. So a person favored by God has a choice to be useful or not. Mary was chosen, but she had a choice. She decided to let the Lord's will be done in her. But the Lord didn't force himself on her, didn't make her do it. She chose to do it. And that's key for all of us. God will present opportunities like he did to Mary. And we have the right to choose if we want to join with him or no. Be on your outline. Any real contact with God will cause fear. And fear is your blank. Anytime that you come in contact with God, there will be a large component of fear. In any and all contact with the power and holiness of God and his angels, it strikes fear into people. See on your outline. How will this all work out is a good question. That's okay with God. So see, how will this all work out is a good question. That's okay with God. So it's good is your blank. Mary's question was a good one. How does this all work? God doesn't have a problem with that. By the power of the Holy Spirit is then and now the correct answer. How is this going to work out? It's always going to be by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then with Mary, now with us. That's how it works. We surrender to the Holy Spirit. The same way Mary surrendered to the Holy Spirit. That produced the life of Christ in her. When we today surrender to the Holy Spirit, that produces the life of Christ in us and through us. So Jesus came to give himself. Christ came to invoke and improve relationship with God and humans. Any other use of his coming without his express written consent is unbiblical. I must have been watching too many football games when I wrote that one. But the truth is, any other use of his coming, except as Messiah and one to develop relationships between God and man, this not the way he wants it done. Jesus came to give to you and me the gift of life, the life, eternal life. As any gift, one must receive it, and us, it is after receiving it. So any gift, one must receive it. And for us, we also must receive it. Have you the Holy Spirit of God within you? Yes? No? Are you using the gift God gave you? Or has it become something you sat on the shelf? When you receive gifts this Christmas season, you don't have to open it. You don't have to take it. But most times we do. And it's the same way with the Holy Spirit. We don't have to take what he's offering, but most times we do. Then after you open your Christmas present, how long is it vital in use in your life? Or is it something that ends up being put on a storage shelf someplace? And it's the same way with the gift God gave you. Are you using it, or have you stored it away someplace? How will your activities this Christmas season improve your relationship with God himself? So what is it this Christmas that's going to improve your relationship with God? How will it impact others? How will your relationship with Christ impact others? Let's pray for his coming to us and into us this Christmas season. Our Father, we are deeply thankful that you are willing and able to present the Holy Spirit to Mary and to present the Holy Spirit to us. Humbly we bow before you with thankful hearts that we can choose to receive the Messiah and we can choose to function in your Spirit just as Mary did, allowing you to overshadow us and produce the life of Jesus Christ in us and through us. We do all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. The babe, the son.